USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden warned Thursday that Russia's invasion of Ukraine invites the highest nuclear prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kremlin officials have suggested using nuclear weapons in their conflict. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a mental health crisis among kids and teens. In a recent survey by the CDC, it revealed about 44% of high school students say they felt persistently sad or hopeless. The death toll from Hurricane Ian surpassed 100 on Thursday as Floridians continue to return home. Roughly 140,000 homes remain without power in Florida. A Delaware judge presiding over the lawsuit between Elon Musk and Twitter Incorporated postponed a trial in the matter Thursday, putting uncertainty into the mix. The ruling granted a request by Mr. Musk, effectively ending negotiations for a settlement that would allow the two sides to quickly close a deal. Mr. Musk has until October 28th to do so. We're just about 1 month away from the midterm elections in America. It's time for a report card from the American people, with Democrats controlling all three branches of government for the past 2 years. Last night, a debate for Arizona Senator took place between incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly, Republican Blake Masters, and longshot Libertarian candidate Mark Victor. Senator Kelly.
I know what people are going through. And I know it's hard. That's why I've worked to cut costs.
Republican challenger Blake Masters.
Joe Biden's policies caused this, and those are policies that Mark Kelly in Washington has supported every single time.
In business, Samsung Electronics reported a worse-than-expected 32% drop in quarterly operating earnings on Friday. Analysts are suggesting customers are reacting to rising inflation, higher interest rates, and the impact of war in Europe. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden on Thursday announced he's pardoning all Americans who've been convicted of marijuana possession under federal law. Once again, done by executive action and not legislation, this piece of paper will benefit about 6,500 people with federal convictions from 1992 to 2021. With OPEC Plus cutting back oil production by 2 million barrels a day and the administration's war on the oil and gas industry in America, a decision how to fix this quagmire has come from the White House.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering easing sanctions on Venezuela's government to allow Chevron to increase oil production. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty is no fan of the possible decision.
The answer is so obvious, it's right here. Joe Biden needs to take his foot off the oil and gas industry's throat.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that domestic production is on track to break a historic record next year and noted that the president has asked the Energy Secretary to explore responsible actions to increase production. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest he's getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act revealed by the Biden laptop. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.